Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday. Friday, April the 12th, 2024. 13 minutes past the hour here. WGH Radio Talk Time. And for the next 2 hours, we've reassembled our team for the first time in 3 weeks because Jessica Hauser was here on spring break 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was a spring break.
Spring break. She was going on spring break, and last week Matt and I and Carrington were all in Philadelphia, so we have not gotten together in 3 weeks to do this, so I'm glad we're all back today. And I did not send the topics over last night, which you think I did purposely.
I do.
Really?
I almost didn't show up on you today because you didn't send
the topics. I was busy. I was just incredibly busy. It's been a week. It's been a week coming back. But just to put a tie in what we were talking about in the first hour and maybe get Jessica's opinion on this, because she has siblings, during the trip to Philadelphia, there was definitely a little bit of hostility. Now, nothing that ever resulted in arguing or screaming matches or anything like that going on between Matt and Carrington, which I found to be an odd thing because they rode in the same car there. So I thought there might have been some kind of bonding experience, but
No.
None at all. And a matter of fact, as you said in hour number one, she irritated you several times during the trip by asking questions.
It's not that she would irritate me by asking questions. The issue would be she asked me a question, and then when I gave her my honest response, she'd be like, "Oh, you're just complaining." I'm like, you asked me a question, I gave you my response, and you're like...
As you can see, this is what it was like.
So that was, that was my whole issue. That was my whole contention there.
So, how do you feel about sibling rivalry? Have you ever had a rivalry with maybe not a friend at this point, just somebody you know?
I said, how long was that car ride? 9 hours?
9 hours there, 9 hours back,
such a long time.
I sped long enough to make
I'd
it
be
8 hours.
Irritable.
But I don't think the car ride did it, because as I said before we left, and I think I'm on record, it's very strange because when the three of us are in studio doing something, during the breaks, they really don't directly talk to each other. And it's strange because they are closer in age than obviously I am to either one of them. Now, they'll both directly talk to me, but when it's break time, they really don't speak to each other. So I thought, how is this car ride going to go? Now I know.
Won't do that again.
Well, at one point, she even said while we were there, she was looking at airplane ticket prices about how to get back.
Wow. Maybe she just didn't really want to be on the trip.
Oh, no. She had fun on the trip.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, no. She had fun on the trip. It was what it was. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, sounds like me. There's love in the air there.
Love in the air.
You know, a lot of times people...
That's one word for it, I suppose.
You know, I witnessed it.
Together, you know, see eye to eye sometimes at first.
You know, I was there for it, and I've seen that thing where, you know, you hit the person that you like. I get that. That's not what this was. No, I was firsthand witness to it all week. Matter of fact, when they got back, she disappeared and didn't even tell him where she went.
Now, were you in the car?
No. But I witnessed the 4-day period between car trips. not even the slightest loving feelings there.
Well, it sounds like you had fun out there.
Oh, had fun. Oh, it was amazing. Amazing trip.
What was the best meal?
Oh, there was food everywhere.
I'm sure.
You could not help but...
Did you have a cheesesteak sandwich?
I did. From George.
By George.
By George, because the guy who... My driver from the hotel, or from the airport to the hotel, told me the best cheesesteaks were at By George. And it was. It was
have
good cheesesteak.
Have you had the one here in Marion, the cheesesteak place here in Marion?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Where is the cheesesteak? Where is that?
You know, remember where the White Castle used to be?
White Castle used to be?
Yep.
By BW3s or Buffalo Wild Wings up front?
Yeah, in front of...
And then it turned into maybe a taco place. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. Listen, I don't want to make the trip to be like it was an angry trip. It was a fun, fun, fun trip. There just were moments where two people did not see eye to eye. There was never an argument. It was not an argument. It was just more of a tense moment.
Uncomfortable silence.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was okay.
Oh, Scott got to do an airplane.
That's right. I did the airplane. I didn't have to worry about any of that.
The high roller over there.
That's right. Rolled in, rolled out.
My buddy Holly saw me.
Ship the kids in.
What was that?
A Buddy Holly song.
A Buddy Holly song?
Yeah. You remember Buddy Holly?
He went down in a plane, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my plane stayed up, thank God. So, yeah, it was fun.
All the time.
It was fun. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
The phone line seemed to be working. Heaven knows we've had problems with that this week. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call in. But no, the trip was amazing. The show that those people put on, and there is food everywhere backstage.
How long is a flight to Philadelphia?
Hour and a half.
Not bad.
No, it was a very quick flight. Long enough for them to come down and give you something to drink and eat, and then go back and pick up the trash, and you're there.
Right.
Yeah. So it was quick.
I give you a biscuit.
Yeah.
Did you get a biscuit?
I get the cookies.
The cookies?
The cookies.
Yeah, but they call them biscuits.
Do they?
I'm pretty sure they call them biscuits.
What's the name of the cookie?
It's Biscoff. Kind of a gingerbready.
Biscoff.
Yeah, it's like a gingerbread-ish type thing.
Yeah. And they give you a nice little drink, whatever you want. And, you know, it was what it was. I wasn't having that car ride was going on, that loving car
that
ride.
That you forced your kids to go on.
Yeah, that loving car ride that was going on. I'm sorry that it turned out that way. I didn't realize.
You should have ate a bunch of beans before you got in the car.
I mean, I don't know. I think my biggest complaint on the car rides has to be that Carrington wanted to stop for food.
He does have a tape.
Was fully content with driving 9 hours straight not eating anything. And as a matter of fact, that's what I did. I still didn't. I stopped for food for Carrington, and I was like, nothing sounds good. I'll just starve. And then I just drove the rest of the way back.
You were just ready to get the car ride over.
We went to Steak and Shake. We got food at Steak and Shake, and I was like, look at that. The three chicken tenders, they did me well.
I like their banana milkshakes.
You know, I really don't know what to say about the whole thing. It was fun. I had fun with both of you. I'm sorry that there was tension.
They should have just drove separate.
It was like the second morning she was checking plane ticket prices. Like, how can I, you know,
get back easy
is I think pretty much what it was. And apparently, I just learned during the break there, that might have been a good idea, because apparently the drive back was not as good as the drive there, which I thought it got better on the way back.
I mean, they were probably about the same.
So what do you think the problem is in general?
I don't know. I think that I like history, I like sports, I like the politics, Carrington likes Taylor Swift and pop culture stuff. I just don't have anything to talk about with Carrington. She's boring, in my opinion.
Well, there you go. Don't hold back.
I can't think of a better word, so... I mean, like, on air, she's fine. Like, she's got, like, we work...
On air is
fine.
Yeah,
we work well together on air, just... I can't talk to him when we're not on air, because it bores me. I'm sorry.
I would hate the idea of riding in a car 9 hours with somebody.
That's right.
Even somebody that I'm close to and I really like.
But then...
I'm totally fine with jumping in the car, driving 9 hours
myself. See, I love to drive personally, so, like, the 9 hour trip was like, you know, like, 5 hours in, you start like, okay, you can end now, but, like... it's fine, but, like, you know, I'd rather I just didn't have to stop unless I wanted this stuff.
Right. Hold it.
like I said, my only thing was I did not feel the car ride was going to be a fantastic car ride, because I've seen the interaction between the two of you in real life. But I never dreamed that it would end in the hostility that it ended.
Like I said, I was not hostile.
Okay, well... There was definitely disagreements and eye rolling and all kinds of things going on for 4 days.
Yep, the whole tying the siblings together until they shake hands and make up did not work.
Did not work at all. I mean, we were in New York, same thing. We were in Philadelphia, same thing. It was always the same disagreement.
She would say something, so I would quip back. That's Mm-hmm.
And then she'd roll her eyes, and that would be that. It was just...
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe... When do we talk on the radio next?
Yeah, I know. Well, tonight.
Yep.
Tonight.
Oh, boy.
Well, we'll recap that. That'll be a real humdinger. But the trip aside, I don't want to say that the trip was the most amazing thing in the world. And the WWE could not have been nicer. And, you know, there's just something different about being on national television. That is a completely different bird. It is so much fun and so exhilarating when you are backstage and you can hear that 21,000, you see it because there's monitors everywhere back there. So you see 21,000 people and they're cheering and you know that 21,000 people and all those cameras are right through that curtain. It is exciting.
Now, I have a question. Not to change the subject, but were you back for the eclipse?
Yes, made
good,
it back.
At
for
least you made it back.
Well, this is a whole other subject.
How cool was that?
The eclipse was cool, and again, I don't want to diminish the actual eclipse, but the lead up to it was nothing. I mean, there was no traffic jams. There were no stores out of food. Not even every parking lot was filled.
Oh, yeah, where our town's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Over 300 some thousand people overworking doctors and things.
Nothing.
Yeah, you could totally walk right into Kroger's and buy something and out. Like, they weren't out of toilet paper or anything.
We were out of bread.
You were?
We were out of bread.
An hour before the eclipse, I went down to get the balloons for the thing that we were doing on eclipse day. And I was on 95, and I thought the traffic was less than on a normal day.
Wow. Yeah.
So I think that kind of... talking like that for a year about how it was supposed to be this and this and this and this and this, I thought diminished it in a slight way.
Right.
Because you're expecting all this chaos.
It was still beautiful, though.
Oh, the eclipse itself was great.
The three men are, you know, right there in the middle, like, looking up at that. It was so amazing.
But, you know, we had the discussion yesterday on the air, and it's kind of hard to say because we're only 4 days away from it. But is it going to be one of those events where I remember where I was when it happened, and I'm going to remember who I was with when it happened? Is it going to be like that?
I don't think I'll forget it. And I really thought, like, I spent a lot of time outside before the eclipse, too, because it was really nice outside.
It was a nice
day. Yeah, I found a four-leaf clover that morning, and a butterfly flew into my greenhouse, which was really just beautiful, having like a butterfly just kind of flying around in the greenhouse out there. And so there were some really like cool things that happened that morning too. I was trying to like see what the birds would do and what nature would do and how like confused they would be when the eclipse happened. It got so dark.
Well, I don't think I'll forget it, because it was a unique event. But I can't, it doesn't, it's not like in my mind like a 9/11. It's not like that. It's not like I'll remember right where I was and what happened, because there just wasn't any fallout from it. There, I mean, it was a thing you saw. It was great. It just doesn't have, you know how I'll remember it? I'll remember it like a good vacation. Like, that was a unique thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be like, of the moments of my life, I'm sure that's not going to be right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have a very exciting life.
Well, maybe that's what it is. It's just too exciting to fit the eclipse in. I can't put it in the reel.
Now, were you just talking the whole time, though?
No. I looked up. I had the glasses on. I did the whole thing.
During the eclipse, I think I got to be more along the lines with Scott here. Like, I'm sure I'll remember it, but, like, I honestly haven't thought about the eclipse since the eclipse until we brought it up here.
Oh, geez.
There you go.
So, like, I think it'll be like that. I think as soon as this conversation ends, it'll probably be gone forever again until it's brought back up. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, that did happen once.
Yeah, it's not like the Titanic sinking. You know, it's just not that sort of thing.
Well, I thought it was going to be.
I think maybe that was it. I think maybe if they were just like, I don't know. I think they overhyped it. Because I think they, like, they kind of, like, overhyped it.
They kept saying, once in a lifetime, once in a lifetime, once in a lifetime.
I feel like they overhyped and undersold kind of thing. It's always better to underhype and oversell, because then, like, that way it looks like it turned out much better than it was supposed to, but in reality, that's what it was going to be to begin with. And this could be the same way. If you oversell, it's going to look like less of an event, even though it's what was planned.
Right. Oh, I was worried we'd all be looking up and have all these glasses on from China or something, and everybody would be blind by the end of the day. Like, so many events leading up to the solar eclipse. You know, you have Easter, and then we have, like, flooding rains and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, man, it's Moses, Jesus, Noah's Ark, all wrapped up in one. What's going to happen on eclipse day?
Well, but you know what the problem is here with the whole thing in general is? People have taken this eclipse very personal. You know, it's. I remember leading into it when I would say, I just don't see all the hotels being booked and all this traffic. Oh, that's the way it is. We've heard reports back. The hotels are already booked. People are coming in. It's going to take 15 hours to drive what normally would be 1 hour. You just better wait and see. You better be prepared. And I kind of feel the same way about it now. It was nice. It's different. It's certainly something I've never seen before. But when you say that to somebody, now they have to kind of like, because they hyped it for so long.
Oh, I know. I thought I was supposed to caution tape my driveway.
Exactly.
Everything.
Exactly.
The hotels were booked. Like, we called.
But we only have four or five hotels.
Yeah, I know.
It's not exactly like.
I mean, but like, we on air, we called.
There are normal weekends where the hotels are all booked up. Come during robotics weekend or come during fair. I mean, the hotels are booked. Popcorn festival, the hotels are booked.
During the popcorn festival.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just never looked at hotels around here because, you know, I live I live here.
That's what I'm saying. We made this a thing. I mean, it wasn't. How many reports did you see about the actual scientific nature of the solar eclipse? Very few. It was always about the traffic and the hotels and get your food and you're not going to be able to have a place to park and rope off your field and charge $100 to park in your field. It was all that, and that turned out to be nothing.
It did.
Yeah. So that, I think, is why, to me, it was like, I thought this was supposed to be a thing. And what that says to me is, to a lot of people, it wasn't a thing. Or they would have been there, I guess.
Well, I mean, we did follow people from Pennsylvania to Ohio. I mean, like, there was only, like, I mean, there weren't many. It's not like the highways were, like, busy or anything, but, like, on the way back, we definitely did follow some cars all the way back to Ohio.
Well, maybe they were going through Ohio.
We had stopped at some gas station, and there was a people from Pennsylvania, and the people from Pennsylvania we had asked them what they were doing, and they said they're probably going to go up to Lake Erie.
Oh, you made conversation with those people.
I mean, we were just waiting in line for the bathroom. They talked to me first. Well, actually, I think Carrington was the one who brought up the eclipse. I was not about to talk to the people in the bathroom line, but, you know, it happens.
Another classy moment on that trip.
She said they said that they're probably going to go to Lake Erie to watch the eclipse.
Yeah, I don't think that car ride would ever happen again.
No, no.
You need to give some topics. You need to give them a list of topics car ride, ice-breaking topics.
Like I say, my final bit on this car ride is, I thought it would be silent, is what I thought would happen. I thought, because that's what it normally was here. I thought music would be on, and there may be a little, you know, small talk here or there about something going on along the side of the road. I never dreamed that it would bring friction into Philadelphia. That was just an odd side note to the whole thing.
Like I said, I didn't think that there was any friction to be brought in to Philadelphia, so.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. I thought it would have been nice and chummy at that point, but it was what it was, and it's over. But the events themselves were fine, you know? The events were great.
Good.
Yeah, so all around, good thing. How was spring break?
Good.
Good.
Good. I mean, my son had a blast.
good. And you went to a nice climate?
No, we didn't go anywhere.
Oh, you didn't go anywhere?
No.
We just hung around?
Oh, yeah. And there, yeah.
No big spring break plans.
I went to Jamaica.
Why, right.
He was kind of mad at me. He wants to go on a cruise.
Oh.
I don't know if I can do that, though. I have been on cruises before, but I'm scared I'll get seasick, walking sideways and. But
well, I mean, usually the seasick and the walking sideways thing doesn't apply on the huge ships. Like the, I guess, cruise ships, they don't they don't quite do
not
that as much. Yeah, as a little like if you're on like a small fishing boat in like the ocean, you're probably gonna do some rocking. But I don't think cruise liners move all that much.
And then it's like you can't get
and even the walking sideways thing, you'd have to be at sea for like months.
Oh, yeah, but he had the time of his life on spring break. Oh, he had overnighters. He just played. He went to what is that 75. In Columbus, where you video games and all kinds of stuff. I forget what it is.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time. You had a good time. Yeah. Well, we'll do some current events here. And, I think the biggest news yesterday, and this, there's not really much to say about this. I mean, O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76. But it's interesting how it was covered, because it certainly was covered as news. His whole football career was not completely left out. But certainly the story was that this man was accused of murder, not convicted of murder, and comments by people after he died were rough from a lot of people. Kind of glad he's gone was the sentiment from a lot of people. I don't know. What'd you make of that?
I think that O.J. Simpson was an incredible football player, but I mean, besides that, I mean, I don't know much about the man besides the whole he murdered his wife thing, supposedly.
That's front page. I mean, but, went on for a year.
I mean, do you think he did it? I know he was found innocent, but do you think he killed his wife?
I don't know. I remember when the whole thing was going on. I mean, it certainly looked like it at several points, but then. The jury said no, so...
That's fair.
The jury said what they said.
I think that the jury might have been maybe a little bit wrong.
Maybe a little bit.
I mean, after...
you feel differently, I can see.
Maybe.
I think... The only thing that they really had...
That's on him at this point.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That was the thing that the lawyer loved to say. And I think that, it was so catchy that the jury was just like, glove doesn't fit.
Well, that was stupid on the prosecution's part to have him... You never give the evidence to the criminal. He could ball his hands up in there. He could have done anything to manipulate that. Why they had him try on the glove, I had no idea.
But also, I mean, after he was found innocent, he was like, man, I need some money. So he wrote a book, entitled If I Did It or something like that.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
His ex-wife's family had sued him for, like, defamation or something because the book was about how he would have gotten away with killing his wife if he killed his wife. So they won that lawsuit, and now every bit of money that book makes goes to them.
But he died. I mean, he does have kids, and they were still close with him. He does have family. He did have somewhat of a career, and whether you like it or not, he was not in prison for that.
Maybe you are not
innocent until proven guilty. Guilty forever, as long as that's what people believe.
Yeah.
When I found out, I didn't mourn anything.
No, I don't think it's something to mourn. I just, the vitriol that came out all these years later, I mean, this is now 30 years later. I don't know. I mean, I think you included in there, in his obituary, that he was accused and put on trial and found not guilty. I think that certainly has to be in there, but... I don't know that you leave everything else out. I don't know that you make a nasty remark like that when somebody dies like that. I don't think that makes you look very good.
Who's making nasty remarks?
Well, certainly the family of the guy who was killed all those years ago, whatever his Goldman, I think. They made some nasty remarks, whatever.
Goldman.
Yeah, I think that's what his name was, his last name.
Who?
The guy who was killed with his wife.
Oh, I didn't know there was a dude killed with his wife. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just knew his wife.
People don't even remember the case, but they certainly remember when he died yesterday. They certainly remembered enough to take a shot at him. And how many people know the particulars of this case? I certainly don't. I mean, I remember things about it, but I don't remember the particulars.
I remember there was a really long car ride.
Yeah, there was a long car ride.
There was a very long car ride. And that was on TV.
It was on TV.
We just sat there and watched him on TV.
The low-speed chase in the Bronco. Yeah.
Yes. It was over an hour.
Stop the NBA Finals. The NBA playoffs were going on that night, and they stopped the game to watch this thing go on. This drama unfold.
It was. It really was. You just watched a car drive.
It was a drama. Because
he wasn't speeding or anything, right? He was just kind of like cruising along the highway.
Yes.
There was more to that. The murder had happened, and then it was, is he a... Because at that point, O.J. Simpson is the broadcaster, football hero. So at that point, nobody's thinking O.J. Simpson has murdered his wife. And then all of a sudden, it starts to shift toward, well, maybe he is a suspect. And then, yes, he's a suspect. And then we're going to jail him, I guess, at that point. And that was what was happening that day. We're going to arrest him. So this star, who now feels he's forever damaged, gets in the back seat of this Bronco and puts a gun to his head. People leave out that fact. It wasn't just a slow speed chase. He had a gun to his head saying he was going to commit suicide because they were at his house waiting to arrest him. And that's what was going on during that chase. It wasn't just him driving down, I-95 as slow as possible. Everybody knew what was going on. He had a gun to his head. He was saying he was going to commit suicide. And they did arrest him when he showed up. So people were, is this man going to commit suicide on live television? I mean, what's going to happen here when he gets to his house?
Gets so much more attention than the eclipse.
We'll always remember where we were during the O.J. Simpson yes. Bronco ride, but that eclipse, that comes and goes. You know, the O.J. Simpson thing was once in a lifetime.
It was.
Once in a lifetime. Isn't everything once in a lifetime to some degree, though?
True.
People should stop saying that. And just say, enjoy it. Enjoy it. That was nice. But, again, the question, I guess, the bigger question here is, even if you don't like the person, even if they've done something horrible, even if they are an infamous figure, which I think you would have to consider him to be, do you say nasty things the day he dies?
A lot of people do.
I agree.
I understand that. That's not what I'm asking. I'm saying, do you?
Apparently. I mean, I just kind of thought, I mean, I just, he died, like, what, yesterday? The day before?
Yeah.
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, right. So he died yesterday, and then here I am today talking about how I was almost certain that this man was guilty. So,
listen, I'm not saying
it seemed
death,
to me that I would agree, so.
Right, but I don't necessarily know that it's the best look in society because it's 30 years ago.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it's just kind of like one of those things to where, like, it happened, you know, like you said, 30 years ago. Like, it kind of, like, faded off into like, obscurity almost. And then all of a sudden, O.J. Simpson died and it jarred it right back into reality here.
Right, but...
So it's not like we just had it, like...
But you know what? I guess we have...
away waiting for him to, you know, pass away to start bashing him for it. I think it was just, like, one of those things that brought it back up.
Right, but... So I guess, really, no matter what happens, you always have to live with something like that, even if you're found not to be guilty. I mean, this man was never convicted of that crime. And never will be.
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't know much about, I mean, I guess I don't know the particulars, like you said, but I mean, I do believe that, like, the only...
If he did it, he did it. He's got to live with that. And now he's got to die with it.
The piece of evidence that, you know, won in the trial was the glove that they had him put on.
I don't think that's what... The prosecution was all screwed up during that trial. I don't think they knew if they were coming or going. And he had one of the best defense teams in the world.
And then he robbed somebody because he needed the money to pay the lawyers.
More accolades for this man.
And then he ended up in jail because of that. And then he got released because of that. So.
Well, I guess what really is, we do tend to remember the bad about people more than the good.
Well, I mean,
you can do 100 nice things, do one bad thing. The one bad thing is what we will harp on.
Well, you see, I mean, like...
People are negative in society. People have a very negative viewpoint of people.
Well, I mean, it's because, like, it's... Like, O.J. Simpson was, I mean, like, he was, like, one of the best running backs in the NFL at the time, you know, the juice, right? But, like, at the same time, like, there were a lot of good running backs, and there have been a lot of good running backs since him. I don't know how many running backs since him have been put on trial for murder, and then after he was found not guilty for murder, broke into somebody's house and stole a whole bunch of stuff so he could sell it for money, and then got found guilty for that.
Well, that's factual, but...
So, I think it was just... The O.J. Simpson situation is extraordinary because he's not just some random dude who happened to do those things. He was an NFL star running back.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what, had he not gotten involved in that murder trial and that whole mess, he would not have been nearly as popular as he was.
Certainly
not as well known.
I mean, right. Back in the day, Kareem Hunt, like, straight up, like, kicked his wife on an elevator and, like, knocked her unconscious and then drug her. Oh, no, that's right. That was Ray Rice? Jerry? Running back. Can't think of his name. But he, like, had knocked his wife unconscious on an elevator and then drug her unconscious body off the elevator. And then that's still one of the big things people remember about him, but he's also one of the best of all time.
See, I never even heard about that.
Kareem Hunt did kick his wife, though. I do remember that. I don't think he, like, knocked her unconscious or anything, but I remember things coming out about him, you know, abusing his wife.
Well, he's gone. So, there
Kareem
you
Hunt's
go.
Not gone.
No, but OJ's gone.
Yeah, OJ's gone, yeah.
OJ's gone, so just quickly, do you think that we should say negative things about the dead on the day that they die?
I really don't care too much about it.
let's say it's
like,
your
if
father.
If you don't like the person, like, is it polite to say good riddance?
No, but I mean, let's say this is a personal level. Let's say your father dies, God forbid, and somebody doesn't like him. And they come up to you that day and go, you know what, just didn't like him.
Yeah.
Good riddance. Mm-hmm. Is that the time to do it?
Well, you see, I mean...
Probably not to a family member, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think... You see, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, I guess somebody who's from the family could be listening to this, but it's not like I...
Well, they were. His family, his kids, got to sit there and listen to all this yesterday.
Well, I mean,
and by all accounts, my understanding is he had good relationships with his kids.
I mean, but, like, I wouldn't suggest, like... I think if you're going to do it, you should do it... Like, kind of like how we've been doing it. Like, I'm not, like, going up to O.J. Simpson's kid and being like, man, your dad murdered your mom.
But it's a,
like,
different, you know, situation, like, when you're well-known like that. Everybody gets to hear it. You can't take a day and just shut up.
Right.
I mean, really, it really has to be dropped that day.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I guess if you got some vindictive nature to you, I mean, you can think that he murdered her. You can believe that he murdered her. And maybe he did. I don't know what he did. But I don't know why on that particular day we have to beat him over the head with it. Right. When he does, it's not about him. He's dead. He's not hearing it anymore.
Well, you see, but once again, it's not like we beat him over the head on this particular day. It's like he died, and then the whole thing was brought back, and we just kind of started talking about it, the situation.
Why couldn't the story just be that he died?
I mean, they were. Like, I mean, I didn't read any of the articles, but, like, when I... Like,
oh, they all had something there about it.
I got a whole bunch of notifications saying that ex-NFL, like, star running back, Simpson found that...
Let's just Google what the headlines were. Most of them were not ex-NFL star.
Okay.
That's not what most of them said.
Let's see here.
Because they were all a little... some of them mentioned football, but it certainly did not go away from the nastiness of the situation. Look at this. USA Today. Cato Kaelin thinks O.J. Simpson was guilty. Wonders if he did penance before his death. O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. Caitlyn Jenner offers blunt two-word response after O.J. Simpson's death, and it's not a very pleasant one. All of O.J. Simpson's children involved in final days before his death. O.J. Simpson, dead at 76. That's what the headlines were. It's all... You know, I didn't hear football in there once. So, what do you do? Go ahead, caller.
If the glove does not fit, you must acquit.
And they did. And they did. Do you think this is the best... here's another ABC News. O.J. Simpson, former football star, acquitted of murder, dies. At least they slipped it in there.
Yeah, I heard quite a few... fairly nasty comments from people yesterday.
Very nasty comments.
Like, personally, like, oh, did you hear O.J. Simpson died? Oh, yeah.
Good riddance.
Hey, good riddance. He's burning in hell and all kind of other stuff.
Here's what I'm saying. Is this the... Can we not take one day?
I mean, I don't...
The day the man dies?
Yeah, I mean, people's passions apparently are still strong with that one. And I'll tell you, you talk about whether or not people will remember the eclipse. I remember where I was with the Ford Bronco chase.
There you go.
Do you?
I don't think I was born yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you were.
No, I was not around at that time, but I heard from people what it was like.
Lies.
I was in school. They're at Waldo Elementary, and they were broadcasting it in
the
library.
They did. They play it on the TVs at school.
No, I said no. I think what I heard from people.
On the big cart.
Wait. I hate to impugn anybody here at this particular point. I was not alive during this time. But see, I don't think you remember where you were because I'm almost positive that the Bronco chase happened at night.
It didn't.
It did. I will bet you money it happened at night. Because the NBA playoffs were going on, and that would not have happened on an afternoon, in the afternoon. Couldn't have been in school.
Sure about that?
I think it was a Friday night. I will almost bet money on this.
Well, maybe it was like the following Monday, and it was being rebroadcast. I remember watching it in the library.
See, just like the eclipse, we really won't remember where we were when it all happened.
That could be. Now I'm going to have to look it up.
Well, Matt's Googling it here. He's on the Google already.
All right.
I believe it was a Friday night because I remember usually the NBA playoffs were played on the weekends, and I think it was Eastern time it would have been at night.
He was supposed to have turned himself in to face the charges, but he didn't. He was declared a fugitive, and the warrant was put out for his arrest at about 6:45 p.m.
Pacific or Eastern?
It just says 6:45 p.m.
But even Eastern, no school's in at 6:45 p.m.
Police saw Simpson on the expressway in a white Ford Bronco driven by his best friend and former teammate, Al
Cowlings. Yep, so we were not in school.
So it must have been the following, like, Monday then.
Yeah.
I remember being in there and watching it in the library.
And nothing against you, but isn't it interesting, this conversation, I'll always remember where I was when it happened, but not.
That, I mean, you know, if you're telling me that wasn't live, then yeah, you do remember it differently.
Yeah. Time fades it all. Time fades everything.
Now, do you want to hear something cool about my eclipse experience?
Go ahead. Do you remember where you were?
I do. I do believe I can remember that far back. But we had some friends over, and I have this calorie pear tree that has the white flowers on it. You see them dotting the landscape everywhere. It's a very popular ornamental tree. But anyway... I put the chairs under there, and, you know, I live on a farm, so there were all these honeybees all day. It was a beautiful sunny day, and that tree was full of honeybees, so much so that it just vibrated as you were sitting nearby. And when the eclipse happened and it got dark, all the honeybees left and went back to the hive. So you went from having all that buzzing and that vibration coming from that tree, because literally, I mean, it was full. There were probably thousands of them in there. And in a matter of minutes, they disappeared. And I've got chickens. So the chickens went back into the coop. And then as the sun reappeared, the rooster was giving out like a distress call. And he was like confused, freaked out. And then the other thing, we've got swamps on our property, and you know, there was during the day there's a few stray frogs that are giving out calls, but when it got dark, you know, they all came out. So it was just a huge chorus of probably hundreds or thousands of frogs that during that 3 or 4 minutes, you know, they were really going at it. So that was neat. That was probably the coolest part of it for me, just seeing the impact on nature.
Well, like I say, I'm not downing the eclipse itself. I thought that was cool. I watched it. It was neat. But I think they just built it up too much for too long and talked about too many things that didn't happen.
No, I agree with that completely.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see hardly any. Now, I did go downtown in Marion to eat on Saturday or Friday night, and there were two cars, and they appeared to be, you know, not related parties, and they had New York plates. So I'm like, why would New York people be in Marion, Ohio? But
so So do you fall on the side of you should not knock somebody the day of they die, or go ahead and knock them because you believe they're terrible?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the person, I guess. And, you know, for everything, O.J. Simpson was acquitted. Now, whether or not you think that that was the wrong decision, and there were a lot of people that, you know, really followed it back then, so they had strong opinions either way. But I don't know. I don't think I would count him as, like, one of the most sinister, evil people to exist.
You know, I wonder if he has a bun up at Tony Pecco's.
He probably doesn't. They probably tore it. He might have. Back
they tore it off the wall.
They probably tore it off the wall.
Yeah.
And you went up to Tony Pecco's, and you did not listen to my advice once again. You did not get chicken paprikash.
No, I did not. I had a hot dog.
You don't listen to me at all. I asked you to put your tux on.
It's a hot dog place. I had to be hot. I signed a hot dog bun that night.
You get
I had
a hot
to
dog
be.
And you get chicken paprikash.
Now, well, next time you go up there and get that, are you going to look for my bun on the wall?
I am. I'm going to make sure that they give me a private seat directly underneath your bun.
Where all the lights will be. I always like having my buns on the wall up there at Tony Pecco's. You know, that was very strange to do, but interesting.
I had my own booth there, because I lived in Toledo, so...
Oh, there you go.
I frequented the original Pecco's location. Because you know, it is, it's a gem. It's fantastic. I love that place.
I really feel like I've done it all now. There's really nothing left for me to do.
Yeah, you have. You can just retire, go off into the sunset.
Go off into the sunset and...
Hand it off to Matt and Carrington if they can get along.
Oh, yeah, that's a real... place will be destroyed. It'd be over.
I know. It sounds like, you know, here you are. You're, like, starving yourself as some anorexic. I heard you only had, like, a cookie the entire time.
Apparently, I don't eat. That's what they keep telling me.
Yeah.
I don't eat.
And then Matt and Carrington are, like, going... I can just imagine. So they drove the whole way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just a long trip. You would... I don't care who you're riding with. If you're driving that long in a small space like that, you're going to hate the other person.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that, but I don't understand why it carried on for 4 days every moment.
Did something happen in the car?
No, apparently not.
No? Matt didn't try to put the moves on her or anything.
Oh, did you put the move on her?
Absolutely.
Did you one of those, let me put the seatbelt on you or something,
yeah.
One of those moves?
Stop short.
Stop short.
Frank Costanza, that was his move in Seinfeld.
I don't know. But, you know, it was very, very interesting. Because I thought, well, maybe this is just tension from the car for like the first day. But when it was still there when we were leaving, I thought, maybe not.
Have they reconciled?
I don't think they've been around each other.
Haven't
talked to her since. Yep. Well, it'll be tonight. We'll see how that all goes.
Are you going to try to mediate?
I always do. I always do. That's why I'm here, to mediate the whole thing.
Well, good luck with that.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
So there you go. That's what it is. So I guess you can say things negative about OJ or not. I'll tell you something, and just because we've got a few minutes left here, and I know the person's not listening, because I told this story and they were listening, and that didn't go over very well, because the initial event didn't go over very well. But when I got back on Monday, Tuesday, I saw somebody, and they asked me how the trip went. And I said, great, had a good time, fun. And I said, how was your weekend? And they said, weather was great. I did some yard work, so on and so forth. And they said, well, no, tell me more about your weekend. And I said, what's to tell? It was fun. It was exciting. I said, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, to somebody who was home picking up sticks. And they did not like that comment. That comment did not go over well. I could have been O.J. Simpson at that particular point. And up until yesterday, they were still being harpy about the whole thing. I did not mean that as a negative comment. I just meant the weekends were spent differently. Is that a negative comment to make?
I guess it depends on how you said it.
I don't know. I would have if I picked up sticks.
Yeah, what's wrong with picking up sticks?
Harbored any hard feelings?
No, no. This person and just went on and on and on about the whole thing. Up until yesterday, it was still there. It was still a little animosity about that comment. And I did not mean that in a... I don't even understand why it's a harsh comment.
No, I don't believe it is.
No, I don't believe it is either. I mean, what is wrong with you? Told me you were working in the yard. What's the big deal?
Maybe they wanted to go to Philadelphia.
I don't know. Apparently, it sounded like I was diminishing them or something. I'm trying to think of the word they used. But it was, that's essentially what I said.
What a jerk.
Yeah, I know.
What a jerk.
I know. I had no idea it would deteriorate into that. I would have never said it if I thought that was going to be the thing. But I think it is. I mean, if somebody would have said that to me, I could have, like, if you would have went to Disney World over the weekend and I was home mowing the lawn, you know, it's hard. I can't understand what you did. You know, I was home mowing the lawn. It was a typical weekend. You know, you went to Disney World. I assume that was probably a different experience than what mine was. That's all. Problems?
I like being home, especially on really nice days and stuff. And I enjoy picking up sticks, too. Now, I probably would have been bitter if I didn't want to pick up sticks. And you were like, oh, well, better than your weekend, you picked up sticks.
No. Apparently, the person didn't even pick up sticks. And I guess I interpreted yard work would, because it's, you know, April, that you would pick up some sticks.
I guess if you had trees.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was demeaning is what I was. I don't know. I was, arrogant, demeaning, something like that by saying that. I don't know that that's an arrogant comment. There are certainly a lot of other comments you could say that would be arrogant. I don't think that's it.
Well, I'm sorry you have to deal with that.
Well, it's just interpretation, I think.
Right.
You know, it's how I didn't have that problem with anybody else who I've come back and talked to. You know, just that particular person. And for whatever reason that happened. And I even tried to apologize yesterday. I said, I'm sorry if you interpreted what I said to be bad. And then they said, that wasn't a real apology because I'm saying how you interpreted.
Oh, you shouldn't have apologized.
Apparently, I shouldn't have done anything. No,
you shouldn't have apologized. Should have just held us strong with that comment.
Well, I just say because it went on for 3 days, and I thought, this is getting, over this silly little comment, this is a little too much. I mean, it can't really be all this personal. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I had to get in on you. You thought I wasn't listening to
you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, they had a gameplay pickup six. How about the young people there? Do they remember that game or not?
I think they were pickup sticks. I remember that.
Yeah, well, that was a game, wasn't it? Maybe you're just playing a game.
Maybe, Ryan, I don't think it's picking up. I pick up sticks. I mean, I don't think this is a bad thing.
I'll listen to you, Scott. Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. So there's one in my corner. All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour, but we've got a whole nother hour with Jess and Matt here, and we're going to talk about some very interesting subjects. I think we've got about five of them here that we have not talked about on the show. You're
excited.
We will
not get through all five.
You never know. Well, we can't. You're right. Sometimes they just kind of drone on depending on the
you
subject.
You better pick the biggest and the best.
Biggest and the best, or at least the two biggest and the best. We're coming back with a whole nother hour right after this short but important break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we